in the days and the years that come.
On January 20th, 1945, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt was giving his fourth inaugural address. The United States was still at war with the Axis powers in Europe and in the Pacific. The tide had turned, but nobody could predict how long the war might go on. Americans continued to shop for items such as food and gasoline, then priced around 12 cents a gallon, with rationing books issued by the government. That was 63 years ago, but you can step back into January 20th, 1945 today at the Indiana Historical Society in Indianapolis, where an actual 1945 Terre Haute grocery store has been faithfully recreated, stocked not just with items a customer would purchase in 1945, but with actors and actresses portraying the store's staff and customers. The exhibit, titled You Are There, 1945 Hoosier Homefront, has proven to be popular both with younger and older visitors. Indiana Historical Society staff member Faith Revelle on how it came to be.
Our CEO, John Herbst, had this idea that you could take a photograph from our collection, faithfully recreate it, and then build a whole immersive environment and a great story around it. Let people step through the photograph and into this scene and back in time.
Hoosier Homefront is the first of a series of ongoing recreated historical scenarios at the Indiana Historical Society. The photograph shows Ernest Zwirner, proprietor of the Citizens Market in Terre Haute's 12 Points neighborhood, helping a customer. To recreate the market, staff members relabeled cans of food donated by Kroger's, made period clothing, photographed elements for reproduction, and purchased authentic historical items through eBay. Indiana Historical Society staff member Dan Shockley put together the backstories that the actors use to portray the store's customers and employees.
I did some interviews with some people who lived in that time to see what their life was like, what their family was like, how did they travel here and there, was their neighborhood a walking neighborhood like the 12 Points neighborhood was at the time, with gas rationed and tires rationed. You had to do your life took place in your neighborhood.
Grant Carlton, one of the two actors who portray store owner Mr. Zwirner, says visitors sometimes try to trip the staff up.
They'll try to get into what we would call technology discussions. You know, you don't have a computer, or you don't have a cell phone, or something like that. Well, of course, we can redirect them to things like the typewriter or the adding machine or other things that we have in the store.
Visitors enter the store through a misty reproduction of the 1945 photograph of the grocery store and sliding doors that ring a bell when they open.
They step through the fog screen, and sometimes they spend a little bit of time there because it's fun. And once those doors open, they're so surprised. They have no idea that this very lively, vibrant space from the past is behind those doors.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
After entering the store, I encounter shopper and 12 Points resident Mrs. Watson. I mention that I've taken the train over from Bloomington for the day and ask where I can catch a movie.
There's the Garfield across the street, and that's where Miss Helen here works. She's an usherette there. And they're playing a Roy Rogers movie, Hands Across the Border. Now, if you go on up the street just a ways, or down the street, just a little bit south of here, there's the Swan Theater on this side of the street. And the nice thing about the Garfield is that they have their own popcorn machine in there, so 9 cents for the matinee and a penny for your popcorn.
We talk about how the war's going as well.
I'm very worried about the Pacific Theater right now. I have a son in the Pacific, submarine, so my Jim, we're awfully proud of him.
Helen, the usherette who works at the movie theater down the street, chats with me about her Hollywood ambitions and the singers she likes.
I love Dinah Shore, and I love, well, everybody loves Frank Sinatra, and Bing Crosby, the Andrews Sisters, all those sort of ladies and gents.
I miss Mr. Zwirner, who stepped out to make some deliveries, so I walk around and gaze at the shelves. Monarch Royal cherries are 18 cents a can. Milk is 13 cents a quart. Some products are ones you'll still see 63 years in the future. Sun-Made raisins, Quaker oats, Cheerios. Almost all of the containers for items are or look like glass or metal. U.S. government rationing posters adorn the walls. In the background, Bing Crosby is on the radio singing Swinging on a Star. The store looks, sounds, and even smells like 1945. For a while, anyway, it really is possible to go back into time at the Indiana Historical Society in Indianapolis. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm David Brent Johnson.